As we greet Jesus as our Lord and King, we gather this morning as a congregation, welcoming back from the Dominican Republic this mission team. 2 weeks ago, we sent forth this mission team bearing the light of Christ, as symbolized in these votive candles, to share Christ's light with the communities of San Pedro de Macorís and Halonga in the Dominican Republic. They promised to love like Jesus loved, and they did. You promised to support them with your prayers, and you did. As we begin this celebration together, let us pause and ask God to continue to bring to completion the good work He has begun in all of us, to follow Christ wherever He leads us. Prince, love. This was an incredible week for our mission team. We worked a lot, we laughed a lot, we prayed a lot. We want somehow to give a sense of what we experienced internally during the week, and so each of our 19 members have written collects that we would now like to share with you as our prayers of the people. I invite you to stand or kneel or sit for our prayers.
Servant, that he be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
O Lord, we beseech thee mercifully to receive the prayers of the people who call upon thee. We have blessed us with the excitement of beautiful Christmas morning presents every year, and with love that we flourish over a new puppy, the pride we feel on graduation day, and the soothing happiness of our amazing vacation sunsets. Almighty and ever-living God, everlasting God, please help us to remember each and every day that in Halonga, these feelings are reserved for life-sustaining food and water, shelter, clothing, and the love of family. We ask this in your name, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Almighty and everlasting God, you have been my helper, and under the shadow of your wings I will rejoice. As you have torn down my muscles and reshaped them to be stronger physically, so too I have been torn down emotionally. Please continue to build me up spiritually for the corresponding rigorous emotional journey of my life. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns in you, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Dear Father, thank you for today. As I was visiting a Jalonga neighborhood, two little girls, for no reason, adopted me as their own. Then each of these girls picked a red hibiscus for my hat. Next, visiting a sugarcane field, they showed me how to eat cane. Finally, they showed me where they lived. They were so sharing, so proud. Lord, please make me as sharing as they were. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Father of all mankind, we are reminded of how Jesus blessed the sick and the needy. Likewise, help us to recognize the needs of those deserving but less fortunate, and to reach out to them and bless them with our own gifts. To the glory of your holy name, amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for all the many blessings of this life and the life to come as promised by your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ. Your presence is so clearly evident in the faces and actions of your people. Your presence is enthusiastic, cheerful, and positive. It is open, patient, and forgiving. It is especially comforting and healing. I thank you for your presence and particularly for the healing you have bestowed on me all during my life. I pray that you always send guardian angels to watch over my family, friends, and me, keeping us out of harm's way internally, externally, mentally, physically, morally, and spiritually, and opening our hearts to the Holy Spirit. I further pray that you help us to always pray and give thanks to you, thereby strengthening our faith and allowing us to become more like your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, with each passing day. I ask this in the name of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, now and forever.
Amen. Amen.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
O wise and gracious God, you have always given the weak strength. I ask you to supply me nourishment, to carry on in all aspects of my life. Give me the will to live life the way you intended. In your name I pray. Amen. Amen.
O Lord, as in your comparison of the rich man giving out of his abundance, and the widow who gave all out of her poverty, help me to emulate the gracious people of Halonga by caring for others without concern for myself and sharing with others without expectation of return. I can only do this, Lord, because of your unconditional love for me. All glory to the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen.
God, our Heavenly Father, I ask that you continue to use me, prune me according to your will. I thank you, Jesus, for being my rock, my comforter, my healer during this incredible journey. I feel the love of my beloved brothers and sisters, St. Joseph, constantly with me. For this, I am truly grateful. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, through you I've become stronger physically and mentally, from shoveling up the mud to seeing some of the most overwhelming things to be seen. May you also bless all your creations in unique, special ways for them to become stronger as well, achieving greatness in ways unimaginable. In your name we pray. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, as visible as you were last year, please don't let me forget all the ways I've seen your face throughout the week. From the amazing smiling children and the amazing teamwork, to the overwhelming amounts of hospitality and gracious helping hands, you are visible. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant.
Most merciful God, in all the struggles that you have pushed my way, you have given me the strength to overcome them and to use my strength to help others. Thank you for giving me the chance to help the people of Halonga in building the wall around the church and bakery to keep them safe. Also, thank you for bringing the kids into my life. They have taught me so many things, and we don't even speak the same language. They have taught me to be proud of who I am and where I come from. They have nothing and so want to show us their town and where they live. Thank you for this opportunity and the chance and hope that you have given me. Please help me to bring this experience home with me and to be grateful for everything that I have and am. In God's name I pray. Amen.
Dear compassionate and loving Father of us all, how powerfully I recall how you fed the multitudes with 5 loaves and 2 fishes. So, too, I have seen you feed and strengthen our group's faith this week in Hawanga. We felt the ongoing power of the prayers of our sisters and brothers back here at St. Joseph's, just as if all of you were there with us as we built the wall and held daily VCC classes with the precious children. Lord, please transform me into a more compassionate, welcoming and giving person like I saw in the sweet people we met and were sharing our lives with last week in the Dominican. Help me remember often to value the spiritual more than the material as I return to my world. In the precious name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, you taught us that above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. The people of Yolanga has shown me this perfect harmony. They have such love for each other and pride in their community. They were all excited to show us around and invite us into their homes. They have such little material possessions, but they find love for each other and you. Dear God, help me to remember that it is not what we have that is important, but the gift of ourselves and the love for others that we bring in your name. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Creator of all, throughout my life we have danced together. Thank you for letting me dance with you and the children of Hawanga. May they continue to rejoice in your spirit all the days of their lives, and help me to do the same. In your name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Jesus, Lamb of God, thank you for sharing anew your timeless lesson of the humble servant. First, you created the perfect setting by giving me blue skies and beautiful flowers to behold. Then you surrounded me with laughter and singing of little children. Finally, when most needed, you provided gentle breezes and light rain to refresh, restore, and renew mind, body, and spirit. However, your greatest gift by far was in allowing me to share this week with selfless, dedicated, caring host and team members and to serve them in a manner of their choosing, not mine. For all of these blessings and for so much more, please accept as my pledge to you and your children the humble words contained in the first verse of the servant song. Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. Amen. Thanks be to God.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too.
My Heavenly Father, thank you for this experience that has changed my life forever. Your Son tells us, inasmuch as you do it to the least of these, my brethren, you do it unto me. I help to make a difference in a town of native people who live in shacks by working on their wall and loving their children. Lord, make good use of my talents and time that I have left in your service. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
God, you hold all things together. We are reminded in Corinthians that we are your servants working together. We are your field, your building. According to your grace given to me, like a skilled master builder, I lay a foundation, and someone else is building on it. As I worked together to lay these blocks and mortar, bit by bit, with everyone in this group, I saw we were all
working together as one under you and for you. Thank you for allowing me to feel your presence and power that you instilled in me. Please allow me to bring that home with me and share with others your unity and peace that I have felt throughout this week. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord Jesus, you showed us how to love one another as you loved us and taught us that what we do for the least of these, we do for you. Thank you for calling me to this week of mission work in Halanga. My mind and heart are still a jumble of emotions, but I found you ever present in the smallest of encounters in this humble place. These loving people showed me what true hospitality is and that truly happy people make the most out of the little they have. I pray that I have shown respect to all I have met this week, and that in honoring them in small ways, I also honored you. Help me to be content with what I have and always to be ready to welcome others. In the name of Jesus and his spirit that lives in us, I pray. Amen.
All-giving Lord and King of Kings, as we begin Holy Week, we wave and lay down our palms before you as a sign of our dedication unto you. As you have journeyed with us on the road of servanthood this past week, I thank you for the example of those who have lived out the waving palms of loyalty by humble service to you through your people. For Amber's willingness to try new things, for Bob's expertise blended with his Nehemiah-like determination to finish the wall, for Bobby's wisdom and spirituality that she shares with both us and the Dominicans, for Craig's both mixing of concrete and mixing his good spirit and determination, for Chris's inspiring us daily by his physical ability as well as his mentoring of our youth, for Danielle's passion for the arts in her music and painting that carries over even to her placing brick upon mortar, for Deborah's quiet intensity that unleashes itself in dance, for Denise's spiritual intensity matched by her physical stamina, for Herb's honesty in giving it his all, for Jean's love for you so willingly shared and her passion for the children of Halonga, for John's adventurous spirit that jumps in to help wherever needed, for Judy's nurturing and nursing, massaging and bandaging, keeping our bodies in step with our souls, for Kelly's upbeat kindness shared with everyone from a deaf girl to a mission team leader, for Kristen's stick-to-itiveness both with construction and with the children of Halonga, for Marta's tireless energy, bridging the gap in our communications and keeping joy in our hearts, for Mike's continuous passion and leadership in planning, preparation, and performance, for Scott's magnetism that draws the kids to him and gives them joy, for Sherry's multifaceted talents that she willingly gives for everything from construction to slideshow production, and for the Iglesia Episcopal Dominicana, who continue to witness to us through people like Father Sandino and Father Ramon of what it means to truly be your servant. And with this incredible gratitude for these gifts shared, keep us mindful that it is a mere glimpse of the gift you gift to us in your own life, passion, and death. We pray in the name of you, who are our Lord, our King, our Redeemer. Amen.
Will you let me be your servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant.